A Fairbanks group has issued a report that looks at options for increasing Alaska's natural gas supply. The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation's Interior Issues Council report was prompted by the cleaner-burning, lower-cost attributes of natural gas. Fairbanks' only natural gas is currently trucked in from Cook Inlet, but Fedco CEO Jim Dodson says the supply, which meets a portion of the community's heating needs demands, is running out.
The Anchorage Cook Inlet gas that the 15% of our market is being supplied with today is projected to go below Anchorage needs by 2014. And the contracts that our current gas supplier has are going to expire in 2010. We absolutely need in Fairbanks to maintain that 15% and expand it beyond that.
The report looks at several natural gas development proposals, including an in-state bullet line and a plan to liquefy gas on the North Slope and truck it to Fairbanks. Report Committee Chairman Frank Abegg says getting more gas into the region could involve both projects in a two-stage approach.
The LNG, to me, is a short-term solution for Fairbanks, but the bullet line is a long-term economic engine for Alaska in general.
The report also details how a North Slope gas processing plant could also be used to make propane for shipment to Bush villages. Fedco Energy Project Manager Jomo Stewart says Fairbanks needs to transcend the regionalism that's impeded progress on energy solutions in the past.
There's some real synergies here. The bullet line doesn't fly simply on the back of a Cook Inlet or a South Central region. You need Fairbanks built out to be able to accept gas. You need the broader rail belt to have accessibility to that gas, to get the flow rate high enough to make it economic for everyone. You need the North Slope LNG facility to get that wider distribution of gas to the rest of Alaska's communities. This will be a rise together or fall together scenario.
The Fedco report calls on the state to take action to support gas development and distribution. Natural gas is also identified in the report as key to cleaning up air quality in Fairbanks. The community, which currently relies on oil, wood, and coal, has repeatedly fallen short of new Environmental Protection Agency standards for fine particulate pollution and has until 2015 to clean up local air.